This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
But right now, it's time to talk to our coach, Wimp Sanderson. A lot to talk to him about. Let's bring him in, Rocky.
And the coach joins us at this time each week, courtesy of our friends at Coca-Cola.
And they've got a great new product out there. It's Coca-Cola with coffee, a great Coke taste infused with the Brazilian coffee. So whatever your afternoon brings, be it running a department of work or just running after your kids, Coke with coffee is perfect for you.
Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing great, especially since I won at Augusta.
That is another stake for you. How far are we down? The whole cow?
Down three stakes. Yeah. And what we're going to do next time is next time at the PGA, I'll take eight, and you can have the field. That's what Lance is your gambling advisor, and if he wants to take the field, and the next thing he can take the field, I'll take eight. Right now, three stakes up, and sometimes I'd like to eat those instead of just talking about them. And by the way, there's one place in this world that cannot go and repent of your sins. Most of the time we feel we can repent of our sins, but we can't repent of our sins at Augusta. They don't allow that.
They do not?
No, they do not allow you, if you pulled up a sign, as Gary Player's son did, he cannot repent of his sins, as Gary McCord did, when he said something negative about Augusta some years ago. And kind of very interesting, I know maybe I already talked about Augusta, but I had to bring it up because I... Yeah. Gigged you a little bit.
Well, for those that don't know the background on Gary Player's son, it was the opening ceremony where Lee Elder, Gary Player, and Jack Nicklaus were hitting the ceremonial first tee shots. And it was an important moment because Lee Elder, the first African-American participant in the Masters, was the first time he was an honorary starter. And Gary Player's son stood in the background the entire time holding up a sleeve of golf balls that his father owns a stake in that he was advertising. And Augusta did not like it, so they banned him for life. Now, to be fair, Gary Player's son has a little bit of a sketchy background as it is associated. That was not his first issue with Augusta National. So you may be right, but I'm just saying that wasn't the first thing that happened.
Right. Yeah, well, you're right. That's what his brother said. But anyway,
I think the police also said
that. Well, how did sales... I mean, how did they increase after that?
I don't know. It brought attention to it, obviously. I mean...
Yeah. I didn't even see it. I tried to... They threw it on the camera. I couldn't tell, but... You just can't repent of your sins there. So we don't need to go through life not being able to repent of our sins.
Oh, I agree with you on that one. I agree with you.
Yeah. You guys want to talk about anything? You want me to do all talking?
Usually you control that. But I've got a ton of questions for you. I want to start first with the NCAA with the one-time transfer rule. It's coming down today. On this show, you have never been a big fan of the ability of the players to move free.
Let me give you the negative.
Well, can I finish my question?
No, Wimp wants to do all the talking.
Go ahead, Wimp.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Do you like the ability for the players to move or not? In the past, you said no, but now it's a rule. How would you adjust if you're a coach?
Very, very tough on these kids. It's also the coaches can get rid of these kids if they want to. You got a 1-16 record, and you want to get rid of some kids, you can move them on out. We have 3,000 kids in the transfer portal. We have 12% of those kids who've landed at another place. I think I'm going to transfer. I call the coaches. I tell my coaches I'm transferring. I go over. All of a sudden, the transfer didn't work. So I want to go back. Nope, you're not going to go back. We've got our scholarships filled. Now you are out and you don't have a scholarship, and your mother and daddy have to pay your way. Now think about those things. You wanted to go. You got out there to go. And while you were going to go, the school that you just left filled that position. And you cannot go back and have a scholarship. You're gone.
Yeah, but don't you wait to go until you know you've got a landing spot?
You're supposed to, but you don't. You think you've got a landing spot, and the coach that you talked to on the other end found somebody that's a little bit better. And that's it.
Happens every day, Wimp.
You better listen to me on the rest of it.
You don't think that happens every day in basketball? If I'm out recruiting, I bring in 15 guys. I've got to ask people not to sign now. It just happened in Alabama. They had 15 guys.
It does not happen that way. It does not happen at all. And the other factor is, if you're going in a situation where you're trying to do something academically, and by the way, these guys that are going and you're thinking about playing, you know, they got to get a degree and they got to do something academically. And it doesn't happen every day. If I've got a 1-16 record and I'm the coach, I'm gonna get these guys out of there. You go on and move on out. I can get rid of you now. Alabama's got to get rid of one right now in order to be down to 13.
That's my point. So, they're about to cut somebody.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah. These guys.
That kid's not in the portal. He's just waiting to find out he's getting cut.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm telling you right now, these people that don't have try to transfer and can't go back, they're in a big time mess, and their parents are picking up the telephone, calling the coach, trying to figure out exactly what's going to go on.
But answer me about the kid that.
Don't tell me this is a great rule, because it's an absolute. It's going to go through, but it's a tough rule on the parents and on the kids and on the coaches.
But tell me about the kid who's 14. Tell me about the kid who's 14 in a 13 horse show. Now I'm the 14th kid. What about that kid?
Well, the coach can get rid of him.
Yeah.
Fine. Get rid of him. That's right.
Yeah, but isn't there a benefit?
You don't make any sense, Jim.
Well, real quick, though, Coach, can't you get acclimated as a coach and understand that you're going to get other good players that are going to come into your program?
Well, sure. What do you mean by that? Sure.
No, I'm saying, just because you lose some, you're going to gain some, too.
Sure. The problem is that these guys come in and they decide that they want to leave. And they're determined to leave your program. And then you're going to get other kids to come in and take their place. They decide that they don't want to go after all, and they can't come back. And they're involved academically as well when they go over without me hollering anymore.
Yeah. But I understand that. I understand that part of that you don't like. Okay, but let's look at the coaches who are using the transfer portal right now, okay? And I'm bringing in all these players, and I end up with, say, 15. And we all know there's 13 scholarships. Yeah. Now, I'm Jim Dunaway, and I have not entered the transfer portal. I am still with my team, Wimp, and you have now brought in 15 players, and you're about to come tell me, Jim Dunaway, that there is not a place for me on my team anymore. I didn't enter the portal. Now, you're telling me I've got to leave. How do you tell me that? When you've gone to the portal and brought in all these players.
Well, you want me to tell you how you tell that?
Yeah.
Okay, you tell the guy that you feel like he can't play for you.
Right.
That he doesn't. What, are you going to let me finish?
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you, right.
Okay, that you don't feel like that he's going to have as much playing time for you as he does at another place. And if he would like to transfer, then he can transfer. And basically that's what happened. That's what I did that, and I got guys places to play that could play. And I think that's a fair way to do it. I can call some places for you, and I can help you get, because you're not going to play here. Your playing time here is not going to be worth it for you to stay in our program.
Okay, so there's that scenario. Now I'm the player at Auburn, and I'm not getting all the playing time, or I'm a player at Florida, and I'm not getting the playing time I want. I'm playing 4 minutes a game, and I'm going to leave Florida, and I'm going to come and start at UAB. Why can't I do that? You're going to kick me out when I'm not good enough for you, but I can't go and play somewhere else?
Well, that's fine. You can go and play somewhere else. My point to you is, son, Jim, is that when you go there, there are with 3,000 people and only 12% of them have landed thus far, that when you go, you end up it might be a mistake for you before you completely finish it out and somebody's gotten your scholarship. And if you're the mother, you talk about Montevallo, if you're the mother and daddy that's trying to pay the way through school and give them an education, and yet now you've got a guy who does not have a scholarship at all. Because he started to go, he didn't. He thought it was a mistake. He tries to go back, and he couldn't. Now you're talking about one person or one play. That's lots of kids, because you've got 3,000 that are trying to transfer. They're disgusted about things, and everything that I do, you know, every little thing that I do with a coach, and he doesn't like particular, you're gone. I would say to you, and I will say, you know, that I have somewhat of a radio show. And I don't want to make this personal. And I would say when I was the basketball coach at Alabama, if we had this rule, I wouldn't have had a team. They'd all transferred. I came in there and I mashed them, and I thought I was getting them ready to play. And I have them on my show. And every one of them, without knowing exactly what they have, no idea what they're going to say, or say to me, they're so thankful that they stayed, that they are better people for it, they're better men for it, they're better players for it. And I've got a list of them that text me the other day. And I don't want to make that particular personal, but I would have to admit to you, I am making it personal, and that these guys were disgusted with me because I was working their fannies off, and it's quite different than the previous coaches. And they, if they had to transfer a thing, they would have made a mistake. So
we'll make it personal then. Quez Glover is a kid that was at Florida, and he played 12 minutes a game his freshman year.
Right.
And it dropped down to 8 minutes a game last year.
Right.
And he just transferred to Samford, where he's going to be a starter.
Good.
Now, is that not okay for Quez to do?
It sure is. It's okay. Good.
Yeah. That's the transfer portal.
Yeah. I'm very glad that he can go and play. I'm just saying it brings, and I agree with you 100% on that. That's what he wants to do. And he can be darn sure that he's getting the scholarship, which is a Samford, UAB or Samford, wherever. He's getting the scholarship, and he's going to play more, then I think that's fine. But I just think that it blows up a lot of problems with coaches cutting kids, get rid of kids. I don't want you back. I don't want you back. You said you were leaving, so you're leaving. I've got somebody coming in. I think, and academically, I think it's a big problem. I just think, Jim, that the problems outweigh the pluses. But I would agree with you that if you can go and play, then you can go and play. And I heard you make the statement that the SEC has not decided whether you can go conference versus conference within the conference. I think that the rule says that you can.
The NCAA rule, I think it still will be up to the SEC, if I understand it correctly, whether or not they will allow it to happen within the conference.
I'm sure I'm wrong, but I don't understand it that way. I know the American Conference just got through ruling that they could do that. So, anybody at Memphis could go to go to Houston. I just think that academically and losing the scholarship, that the minuses outweigh the pluses. I just think you're better off, trying to keep the kid and trying to get the kid to play. And if the kid is unhappy, yes, he transfers, and he has to sit out a year, and he gets a free education for a year in practicing with the team, and he practices with them, and he gets a free education, and then he has his other years to play. To me, now think about that, Jim. That's not a bad deal. If you had a son that played and he had to sit out, and he sat out, and he went to Montevallo to play, but he got a free year of education, and then he had the 3 years to play. That's better for him. Do you not agree to that?
Well, no. I think it would have been nice to have Javon Quinterly playing the first year. He had to sit out. I think he should have been able to play.
I don't think it would have had, because they had a good point guard.
The coach, Wim Sanderson, joins us every Thursday here on the Jocks Roundtable, brought to you by our friends at Coca-Cola. Coke with coffee is perfect for you. Keep your afternoon on track with an ice-cold Coca-Cola with coffee, a great Coke taste infused with Brazilian coffee. Grab one today. Your afternoon will thank you. Coke with coffee. Are you guys done? I'm just asking. Yeah.
Well, I just wondered if when you think about what I told Jim, he knows I'm right.
That's a no.
He knows I'm right 100%, but he didn't want to say it.
No, you're right from the coach's perspective. The players have a different view of it.
No, the players don't have a different view of it.
Can I just ask you something separately?
Yeah.
That is at least in the news today that we touched on earlier.
Sure.
Jaheim Otis, who's an offensive lineman, a junior, has committed to Alabama. Now, their first offer they gave him was when he was in eighth grade. What was the youngest player you ever offered a scholarship to?
Oh, I didn't do that. 11th grade. Maybe 10th. 11th or 10th. I think it's silly. I don't think it's smart to do that to a kid. I think he doesn't work quite as hard when he thinks he's got one. I would prefer them working harder, maybe letting their parents know I'm going to offer him one. But I would say I might have done it to a 10th grader, maybe to an 11th grader. But I think I don't particularly care for that.
He is the coach, Wimps Anderson. He joins us each week courtesy of our friends at Coca-Cola.
Again, they've got a new Coca-Cola taste out there with coffee, great Coke taste infused with Brazilian coffee. So whatever your afternoon brings, be it running a department of work or just running after the kids, Coke with coffee is perfect for you. Pick it up at your local grocery store.
But I usually have something to say to me. You had, Jim's taking all your time.
Well, no, I was just watching the show. I'm good.
We got four more minutes.
We do. No, that's right. It's been covered. I think that topic has been covered. You know how I feel about it. I'm for the players.
Yeah,
sure. I can understand that a coach is going to view it one way, but to Dunaway's point, a player is going to view it the other way.
Well, the problem that you got is that, you know, when you're the parent and it could go against you, against you, it's really very critical to you. And it's not real bad. And that's the reason they're doing it at one time. And what Jim has said is fine, but it's not real bad to transfer and sit out a year and get your education, by the way, which is pretty important. But Jim doesn't agree to any of that.
No. See, you're putting words in my mouth, typical politician that you are, words in my mouth. What did you think of Eric Musselman signing that contract and staying? 5 years,
well,
$4 million.
It's funny on that, Jim. You take North Carolina. They're going to give their guy $2 million at a basketball school, if you want to call them, but more so of a basketball school, $2 million. And I'm glad to see assistant coaches move up, because at one time I got that opportunity. So I'm glad to see him move up, just like I'm glad to see Lloyd get the job at from Gonzaga to Arizona. Mm-hmm. And I just think that when you look at $4 million for Musselman and $2 million in North Carolina, you see that basketball is pretty darn important in the SEC and pretty darn important at Arkansas. 5 years, $20 million. So he does a good job. He's a real hustler, and he's taking a transfer portal. As we've talked about and argued about, to his advantage, he's worked them. Once they put their name in there, he knows who can play. And Alabama has two, and they've done a good job, I think, of getting players that they want. So the transfer portal has been very, very good to him.
And coach, you get yours where?
I get what?
Your Coke. Well, I mean, we got kind of sidetracked during the advertisement there. Lance told him about the Coke with coffee. You get yours where, coach?
I get my Coke at Piggly Wiggly on 41 or in Homewood, and they're great people. They do a great job for me, and I appreciate them allowing me to be on this great show.
I love you, Wimp.
Love you. Anything else, guys?
I think we've covered it, Coach.
What do you think about the transfer? Well, I'll get
to it. Thank you.
Transfer portal is great. That's fine. The academics are not important.
That's right.
I think also that a kid certainly should not have the opportunity to go to a school and sit out a year and study and get a free education and have 3 years of eligibility. But that some people don't agree.
Like Jim.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, Wimp. Love you.
Love you.
That's twice. The coach, Wimp Anderson, presented by Coca-Cola. He was on the Mick Ultra Organic Seltzer Hotline with zero sugar, zero carbs, and only 80 calories. Try cucumber lime, peach pear, or spicy pineapple.